Welcome to the Strang Report podcast. I'm Stephen Strang. I'm so excited about Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Return of the Gods. And today I'm interviewing my longtime friend, Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Bernus, who is the head of Jewish Voice Ministries, a very successful ministry and television program. And he was one of the very first ones to interview Jonathan Cahn about the new book. He's also been a longtime friend. So stay tuned for my conversation with Jonathan Bernus to kind of get a behind the scenes look at that TV program and also to find out what he thinks about this new book, The Return of the Gods.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone, and welcome to you, Rabbi Bernus. I just have appreciated knowing you since you were down here in Florida, not far from us, and now you're out in Arizona, and it's just been exciting to see how your ministry has exploded. And Jonathan Cahn has done a lot of interviews, but it was very important to him to do an interview with you very early in the process. So you are literally one of the first people in America to have read this new book. What did you think when you read it?
Well, for me, it was the most revelatory. I told him this, by the way, Steve. I think it's the most important work he's ever done. And it was the most revelatory work. It connected dots for me that I needed connected. And I think everyone that is wondering what in the world is going on in the world with the, not just in our country, in America, but worldwide, this book will help you to understand what's really going on behind the scenes. There's things I knew and there's things that I didn't know. I knew them here, but they really got into my heart when I read Jonathan's book and talked to him at length. We talked at length about the book, not just in the interview, but before the interview, we spent some time together and it was really valuable time for me. So I urge everyone listening, get this book. It is really life transforming.
You know, I feel like that with all of Jonathan's books. It was supernatural the way that he came to us as an author with The Harbinger. He had never written a book. And even though I've been very close to the Messianic community, really my entire career, for some reason, our paths did not cross. So I did not know him personally. And when I saw what the Lord showed him in scripture about the Isaiah 9:10 scripture about the walls falling down and the gazette stone and the different things that are in the Harbinger, I was just blown away. In fact, I've asked him, how in the world do you come up with this revelation? Then I thought the same thing about the mystery of the Shemitah. You know, even though I vaguely knew that there was a Shemitah, you know, every 7 years and so forth, and the fall of the stock market exactly on the day. And then when he compared Ahab and Jezebel to Bill and Hillary Clinton and their terms in power, like were the same length and all the different parallels, I'm just blown away. You know, he's a great writer and he has insight. But on this, it's almost a different style. Some of the others were done as a fiction in the sense that fictional characters discuss biblical truth. This is not in that format. And he talks about how these ancient gods, of course, we know they're false gods, but there were spirits behind the gods. And to see all the things he said, I had the same. In fact, when he describes some of the parades having to do with sexual perversion, from ancient times, from Babylonia and Syria, and then, of course, in Greece and Rome, it almost parallels what's happening now. And then when you find out that the modern gay movement points to its beginning at a place in New York City called Stonewall, and there's a scripture about the stone wall and breaking down the stone wall. I was just blown away, but it goes way beyond all the comparisons that something happened on a certain day. It explains what's happening in the spiritual realm.
Exactly. By the way, I've been asking Jonathan how he gets these revelations, these incredibly intricate revelations for so many years. I've known him over 30 years, and that's the way that God speaks to him. It's really profound, and it's really unique. And we have the same thing here. This is why the book is so important, Steve. I was clear when COVID broke out, well before COVID broke out, and watching the trends that were moving us towards the last days, that I think were clear signs of the last days, and understood, according to Ephesians chapter 6, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. I've always understood that. But Jonathan's book connected all of these dots in such a detailed way. There were things that were so obvious that I had overlooked. Like, of course, these principalities don't die. They're eternal. But their power was limited, severely limited, as the gospel spread. That is something I never really thought about. There was a worldwide exorcism, as Jonathan put it, that took place over the time that the gospel spread throughout the world. And so these principalities, these powers, these gods of antiquity were dethroned, but they have been reestablished because of the massive shift in culture, the willingness of societies to decay. And when you don't have the voice of God, when you don't have the revelation of God, the prophetic word of God spoken, proclaimed, then people cast off restraint. Without a vision, the people perish is really talking about people casting off restraint when God is not being heard, proclaimed or heard. And the reemergence of these ancient gods, which are really principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness, are reemerging, and the detail that they are carrying out their evil through society is astounding. We're not seeing anything new under the sun, really. We're just seeing the same thing manifesting again in a new way. And I think in a greater dimension than we've ever seen it in history. And Jonathan's book connected those dots for me, and I needed those dots connected because I think there was some confusion for me, even though I understood the basics, the fundamentals. Jonathan put it together so clearly for me.
You know, it's interesting you use that expression, connecting the dots, because I've done the same thing. Of course, we remember as children, there are all these dots and little numbers by them, and you couldn't tell what it was. But if you connected the dots, a picture came clear. And for me, I just hadn't really even thought about it. I mean, and as far as I know, and I've even asked different people, has anyone ever taught this before? Because most things that are discussed about the end of time or different things, blood moons comes to mind. You know, there have been a number of people that have taught that, not only in the contemporary time, but, you know, in times past. But I've never heard anyone describe it this way. And yet you use exactly the same terminology. Now, you were one of the first people to read the book, one of the first interviews. What kind of response has your ministry gotten from the interviews and the books and so forth? Because I know a lot of your donors and viewers have gotten the book through your ministry?
Well, we just aired it a short time ago. I've been traveling internationally, so I haven't looked at the specific information. But anytime that Jonathan comes out with a revelation that God has given him through hours and hours of prayer and waiting on him and listening is always immense, because people are hungry. People that love the Lord are hungry for truth. They're hungry for true revelation. They want to hear from God. And so I can't give you the answer specifically, but I know that this book is going to be extremely, extremely popular among those that really care about what's happening in our world and are hungry to be used by God. You have to understand, the men of Issachar were wise because they understood the times. That this book falls into that category, Steve. If you want to understand the times we live in and therefore be effective, a player in the game, and be part of bringing change and pushing back darkness and bringing the light of the kingdom, this book is essential. This revelation is essential.
Well, of course, I agree with you, and I appreciate you saying that. And to some extent, everything we do at Charisma Media or Charisma Magazine, everything your ministry does, tries to do those kinds of things. But every once in a while, there's something that comes along that gets everyone's attention. And as the book is just being released, as programs like yours are going out, I recently interviewed Sid Roth. And, you know, he believes that this is going to spark something that brings back the presence. And he waxes very eloquently about that. Now we're going out to where we're getting coverage by secular journalists, mostly on more conservative sites. But we're hoping to be able to even get people who don't agree with this to pay attention to this book. I would like for it to become part of the dialogue. You know, when we debate things in this country, we debate, it usually comes down to politics, you know, left or right, or maybe different parts of the country, the middle part of the country as opposed to the coast, or different groups, men against women, against different ethnic groups. But very, very rarely is there, what is God saying about this? And Jonathan Cahn's book talks about that. So how can we get this word out? I mean, the book is already successful just based on what's happened with pre-sales and the different things that we publishers find so important. But how can we make this part of the national dialogue? And there are going to be people that are very upset by what Jonathan says. They haven't started attacking yet. But anytime you're proclaiming truth, there are people opposed to the truth because it hinders whatever, you know, their truth. People are talking about their own truth, which is really paganism in itself, because people would create a god that agreed with whatever they thought. I'm talking about, you know, even in places like India and places in Africa where paganism would still, you know, be dominant, not so much in the West, but people would create gods. And I think that that's what people are doing when they say their truth. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think that just to go back to what you said a second ago, there's people that are going to be, this has to become part of the debate. There will be people that are very angry because this pulls the veil back and you can see what's really behind the veil. And I think for people who want to pray, you know, Jesus said, let those who have eyes, let them see. This is for those who have ears to hear. I think this book will be extremely, extremely important to those that really want to know how to pray, that have eyes to see and ears to hear. This is going to sharpen our vision and our hearing, because Jonathan has heard from the Lord and really stripped back a veil that needs to be stripped back. So we will pray, we can pray effectively. I agree with Sid that this book will help bring about a revival, because the people who want to pray who need to know how to pray will be far better equipped to pray correctly and powerfully and stand in the gap as a result of the revelation that Jonathan brings to us in this book. That's what I'm excited about, Steve. And that's what makes this book so unique.
Well, that's so well said. And I hope people take this to heart. I was just reflecting on the fact that Jonathan Kahn is, one of the best known Messianic rabbis. He has a Messianic congregation in New Jersey. It's a relatively small movement, but it's huge compared to what would have been here 50 or 60 or certainly 70 years ago. Yet look how influential it is. You know, your ministry, Sid's ministry, influencing the entire Christian community, especially the part that we would call spirit-filled or spirit-led. And I just think that it's part of what God is doing in the end times. You know, we talk about going to one world government and all these other things and you know, leading up to the Battle of Armageddon and the rapture of the church and the things that are not really a part of this dialogue. But, you know, all of us who are spiritually sensitive at all sense that something is building. And where is this going? Now, Jonathan Kahn ends the book with hope. And he believes that we have authority as believers to exercise authority over these principalities and powers, just like the early church did. Having said that, you know, maybe the end of time won't come in our lifetime. We don't know. Maybe it'll come tomorrow. But we all have to be vigilant and praying. And as I've started doing these video podcasts, I've started asking my guests to pray. And so I want to give you the last word, but then I also want you to pray because, you know, you're a powerful man of God, and I've known your life and ministry for many years. I have so much respect for the ministry you have, and I think that people ought to really listen to what you're saying. And, you know, this goes way beyond selling a book, just like your ministry goes way beyond getting a donation or whatever the parallel would be. So, you know, I'm interviewing you, and I don't mean to be dominating the conversation, but I want you to have a last word and then to pray.
Thank you, Steve, and I appreciate you having me on. Jonathan Kahn is probably the best known Messianic Jew right now in the world because he's speaking the word of the Lord boldly. I think he is a prophetic voice for the last days. However long we have before we see a full-on tribulation and the ultimate return of the Messiah, I don't know. But we are in the end of the end. I'm convinced of that. And Jonathan Kahn has been raised up as a prophetic voice directly connected to the last days. We need to be praying. Prayer is the greatest weapon that God has given us. And he's given us authority to pull down strongholds. What Jonathan has done for us is he has revealed strongholds. So we can pray not just with authority, but with specific prayers against known strongholds that need to be dealt with. So I'm very grateful for this. And it's really important that we apply what we've learned. So get the book, study the book, and be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So let me leave it with that. And
lead us in prayer, if you would.
Yes, and also bring the encouragement that we do have the victory. All things are under our feet because they're under Christ's feet. So in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord, that although a war is being waged around the world, although we see darkness and there's a lot of fear and uncertainty in so many areas, Jesus is still on the throne. And greater is he that is in us than he who is in the world. So we take authority over the spirit of fear and over the spirit of unbelief, any spirit that would cause us to cower, to back off instead of moving forward. The kingdom is taken by force. And Lord, we thank you that you have called us on the offense to push back darkness and to pull down strongholds. And we will do it by your grace and power. For it's not by might or power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Well, thank you, Rabbi Bernus, for taking time to be on the program to speak so eloquently about this book and about Jonathan Cahn. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Steve, and keep spreading the good word.
You know, I encourage you to get this book. You just heard how important it is. And I encourage you to share it with friends. We need your help to get out the word. Also, I'd encourage you to watch the programs that Rabbi Jonathan Bernus did with Rabbi Jonathan Cahn. It's very important. We'll be putting it on our website. I'll be sending it on different ways. I think that you'll find it interesting. And, you know, until you can get a copy of the book, which is actually available as of September 6th, it's a way to learn more. It's also a way to get to know Jonathan Cahn as a personality and, you know, where you see him and hear his voice and see his beard and his mannerisms and all that as opposed to just an author. You also may want to get his other books. They're available. Every single book he's written has been on the New York Times bestseller list. This was one is definitely on pace to be on that list as well. And they're available, widely available, even in bookstores after all these years. The Harbinger actually came out 10 years ago this year. And there's also the Book of Mysteries, the Mystery of the Shemitah, the Oracle, the Paradigm, Harbinger 2, which was made into a documentary called Harbinger of Things to Come, which was in theaters. It was in 811 theaters for 2 days in the month of May. And it's just a powerful documentary, more on the Harbinger. This now is the return of the gods. And it's also very powerful. And as you heard Rabbi Bernus say, is probably his best book yet. I like all his books, of course. And the Harbinger, of course, was the first one. But this is the most explosive. There's no question about it. Thank you for tuning in to the Strang Report, which we're now doing both as a video podcast as well as audio. Share it with friends. Like us on YouTube. Like us on iTunes and Spotify and the other spots as well. And as I said earlier, share this with friends. We need your help to get out the word. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com. Our Charisma Podcast Network listeners receive a 10% discount when you subscribe. Go to mycharismashop.com and use the promo code CPN.